You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
Well, you know, it's a mess, obviously. You know, the kind of everybody that lived there knew that the storm itself was not what we were worried about.
Right.
You know, a Category 1 storm is not super, super scary to us. I mean, we've all kind of lived through, you know, worse than that. But what was making us nervous and what has worried us, obviously, is the flooding that's going on right now. And, of course, you know, and not to mention that it is a mess. I mean, it doesn't matter what kind of hurricane comes through. You're going to have – you've got lots of pine trees and stuff that are going to come down. So, like, my parents' backyard is a disaster. I got a tree down, a couple of trees down. And it looks like a tornado went through the town. You know what I mean?
Wow.
But, you know, hey, everyone's safe. Everybody's good. My drummer, Michael, lives in Morehead City, and his house, believe it or not, lost like two shingles. You know what I mean? So it could have been a lot worse for us. My parents, we've always lived kind of a little bit up on a hill, so we knew flooding wasn't an issue for us. But the big issue for us was that power was out for a week and a half, and there was no way in or out of the city.
So that's a tough thing. It's hard to believe. Yeah, that is hard to believe. Man. Flooding is a really bad thing, isn't it? Now we know, man, I tell you. And I try to tell people, you know, it's that part, when you get east of I-95, it gets very low. You're not very far above sea level. So flooding is a real big thing.
You know, it is a big thing, and, you know, there's lots of hog farms and stuff
out
there that are completely underwater, which obviously you can do the math on that.
Oh,
loss of life on for pigs and such. It just turns into a little bit of a bigger issue than you would think it would because of all that flooding. And that the big thing, you know, anytime you have a hurricane comes in and then settles down and decides it's going to stick around for a while, you're in trouble, you know.
Exactly, yeah, it really did. I mean, we got the rain from it in New York. Later, they really nailed it. I saw it down there, and I said, there's no way it was going to rain here Tuesday from that storm, and it sure did. And I was like, wow, okay, there we go. But, man, I you know, something to, so our friends listening can keep that in prayer with you, of course,
that's
as you think
true.
About that. You're always, you know, you guys are always out. You're everywhere around the world, really, and you're always thinking about, your heart's always back home. You got people back home, man.
That's right.
Amazing.
Again, you know, it's constant communication. Yeah, it's real close to me needing to get on a plane. But then again, even if I got on a plane, the airport's closed. So similar situation where I've had to kind of watch from afar and make sure everything's okay.
Wow. When you get dependent on Jesus, that's when you really trust Jesus, I guess. You learn to.
That's right.
Pretty amazing.
Right.
Is there a song that's going to come out of this? Maybe that's not a good question. But
well, yeah, that's kind of the way that we work, right? And that's the way that we kind of – it's kind of a journaling type situation, you know? And so I'm sure there will be songs that will come out of it. But, you know, right now it's more about just, hey, let's just pray for the family, keep in contact with them, and hope they're all right, you know.
It has been a while since you were the newcomer. You got the newcomer award in 2005, I think. You guys don't even remember that era, do you?
Man, that was a long time ago. You know, and it was a fun time, and we're thankful for the time we, you know, back then. But, you know, yeah, I mean, we're definitely kind of the old guard now. And it's funny because it gets more and more flipped over every year. It seems like every year another one of our friends decides, okay, that was fun, we're going home, you know?
Right,
you know?
Right.
So pretty cool to still be doing what we're doing and to be actually still having an impact. You know, our new record just came out. It's our ninth record. And so, you know, exciting times to be able to see that, you know, hey, God's still moving, God's still using us, and we're excited to be able to go out and share that.
So did anybody ask you, well, what's your plan? How much longer are you going to do? Always, you know, is it 5, 10 years or what?
Oh, sure, they ask us all the time. Well, you know, and my thing really is, I kind of take things in 5-year blocks. And right now I'm kind of about, you know, probably I guess I'm in year 2 or 3 of my 5-year block. And more than anything, you know, until the Lord really, you know, opens the door or shuts the door, we're just going to keep doing what we're doing and keep being faithful with what the Lord's given us. I mean, we're blessed beyond measure to have, you know, a lot of fans in a lot of places all around the world. And you know, while we may not be playing Carnegie Hall this weekend, we still play lots of really cool places.
Well,
and people still show up. So we're going to stay focused on ministry and keep doing what we're doing until God calls us elsewhere.
We think they're cool places, and I'll tell you, you're right in the capital of New York State there, Clifton Park. You know, it's one of those suburbs, and it's grown up a lot in the last several years in the church and stuff. So that's a real big thing, man. I mean, you're coming in, and people are like, dude, you've got to change this culture. It's up to you to get start revival.
Well, we're going to do our best, I tell you. It's not going to be from a shortage of people who love Jesus and who are excited about what God's doing. And not only that, who have testimonies of God doing amazing things in places where it's unexpected. So, you know, we have great expectations and anticipation for that night. It's going to be a blast. And like I said, one of the cool things is that we're out on tour with a bunch of guys who are truly 100% dialed into ministry. And obviously music, I think the new song is potentially one of the greatest still bands in Christian music. So I love those guys, and I love Citizen White. Those guys are amazing as well. It's going to be a heck of a night. So looking forward to it.
And faithful was the big word that I got from Citizen Way, so that's pretty cool. And you know what? I did not realize this, and I don't know if even you remember this, Jason, but it was years ago. You guys were out on a Christmas tour with the new song, I believe. Back in 2012, you remember that? That's how you got to know those guys, isn't it, probably?
That's right. Yeah, yeah. Well, we had done, you know, those guys were kind of the anchors for Winter Jam. They started that many, many years ago. And so the first time we hung out with them, I think, actually, believe it or not, the first time we ever hung out with them was in 2005.
Wow.
But things were going so fast that I didn't get a chance to even really get to meet them. And we knew our gear, and we were on planes, trains, and automobiles, you know, 220 shows. So it's like, hi, guys, nice to meet you, and kept running. But then it came back around in 2011, 2012, and we finally got to slow down and sit and have coffee and talk about the Lord and talk about what it looks like to do ministry after the excitement of being new is gone. And they've been great mentors to us.
People should know that I almost killed Jason one time. You won't remember this, but you had a venue and you were at back. And one of the things Jason likes to do is work out. You got a workout of the day routine going with weights and all this stuff. And I came around the bus corner of my station vehicle. Hopefully you don't remember this, but anyway, you stepped out and didn't realize that was coming and I didn't see you. Anyway, it was close. Very close. So thank God you're still here. But, you know, you're really big on, like, the exercise and diet and things like that. It's a big part of your life, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, it really is. And it's, you know, I was an athlete when I was younger. And then, music took over and I started touring the world. And it's funny how quickly I kind of woke up and realized that I was not in the best shape. And I started having some back problems.
Uh-oh.
I started having knee problems and all this stuff, and one day I was complaining about it to my wife, and my wife, in the way that only she can, she looked at me, she said, you know, Jason, it's been about, 15 years since you played competitive sports. I'm like, yeah, what are you getting at? She said, you're weak.
Oh.
And I thought, I'm weak? What are you talking about? You know, and she's like, no, I'm not saying that you're a weak person. I'm just saying, like, your core is weak and these back problems that you're having, your knee problems from riding around on buses and airplanes, like, you need to take your health a little bit more seriously. And so, yeah, we got seriously into this crazy CrossFit thing, and it has changed my life, and we're focused on eating well. And again, you know, here we are. My wife turned 41 yesterday. I'm 39, and we're in the best shape of our lives in our early 40s, you know, late 30s. So we're really excited about staying there and doing the best we can. And we do it out on the road. It's really a great thing for all the guys in the band to be able to, for a few minutes,
right,
come out and work out with me, and they can turn off the business mind.
Right.
And just get some help, you know?
Still got the same belt size, same belt loop you had in high school, man. Yeah.
I'm hanging, bro. I'm doing the best I can here. I got to stay away from those Doritos, man. That's my favorite.
There are just certain foods that are so good that are killers. That's what I realized. Snacks. Oh, they're from the devil. And it's just terrible anyway.
What are you going to do when you're riding like 10 hours watching movies? You're going to snack, right?
The temptation you're under is insane. Oh. Man, oh, man, that's something. We need to pray for you on that, really. I mean, that's crazy. Well, I think,
you know, it's funny. It made me a better singer, by the way. I just wanted to say that, too. It made me a better singer just because I was in better health. So pretty cool.
Very good. There you go. Same. All right. I think you missed that whole era, but way back when Michael W. Smith was the big rocker in Christian music, what they used to do was, you may remember this, I just thought of this, and they used to take, okay, here's the group, Building 429, but they sound like the Bee Gees, or or somebody. Yeah, they gave you a couple of groups that they sounded like.
So, that's right. I remember that.
I was going to say your new album is "Live the Journey."
That's right.
Right, and it's.
Sure.
What would you say, if you had to answer that, what would you say that sounded like? I don't even know who's in the top 40 now. But.
Man. Gosh, man, that's really hard. I think that's one of the things that has been a great plus for Building 429 and also a great negative for Building 429 through the years. The positive has been we really don't sound like anybody else. We kind of sound like us. The negative is we really don't sound like anybody else. We kind of sound like us. But, you know, I mean, I think that my voice is always kind of the character part of it. I can't sound any other way. I mean, I talk like me and I sing like me, and it's just kind of what I do. And so, I don't know. I think I will say this, that on this record, we actually really tried hard to emulate the older music that we grew up loving.
Ooh.
There's a lot of stuff on this. There's obviously some more modern things, but I really focused on trying to be a vocalist and sing a little bit with the mentality of Springsteen a little bit. I really just tried hard to kind of make it like sound like I'm just talking the lines out, kind of the way Springsteen had an ability to do, you know. And then as a band, you know, obviously we're kind of a pop musical band, but the thing about us is we're actually all players. Like, it's a rare thing to find a band of guys who could all be studio musicians. And so we really tried to own that this go around and not make it vanilla, you know, not make it like anybody could have sat down and played it. And so, I think that's the most vague answer I could give you, except the answer is we sound like us, and that may be positive and it may be negative, but it is what it is.
That's a great answer. Man, you should run for office or something. That's a really great answer. That makes me want to go see the concert. I Am Christian Tour. Loving that. That is going to be neat. Well, Jason, I appreciate you talking with an idiot like me, as always, of course, and spending your time. And thanks for all the stuff that you do, because, you know, just to get ready for those couple hours that you lift us up and we can see God through you. Appreciate that very much, man.
That right there could be our radio show title, Two Idiots in the Morning. You're not the only one, brother.
It would be truthful. No. And it would be fun. Hey, we're having
it
fun.
Wait
a minute. Well, man, we appreciate you, Jason, more than you know, really. So keep going. Keep on going. Be encouraged. All right? Thank you,
all
sir.
Right, brother. I look forward to seeing you.
Okay. All right, Jason. Thanks, man. Bye-bye.